In the shadow of your wings, I will abide forever and hear my spirit sings. I will rejoice in you, my God.
Welcome to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. The Granby Christian Church desires the lost to be saved and the believer to passionately pursue Christ in all that they do. Let's join Pastor John Marins for today's message.
Good evening, friends. I have a special person in mind as we begin the broadcast. And that person is one who's struggling right now with the assurance of their salvation. Now, they've named the name of Jesus Christ, and they believed in Jesus Christ maybe since their youth. They were raised in the church. They came forward and confessed faith in Jesus Christ and found in Him the hope. They were buried. They were raised to walk in newness of life through baptism, but they strayed. And they're beginning to think now, is there any hope for me? Friends, there is hope in Jesus Christ, for He is our life. He is our Savior. And to prove He's the Savior of the world, He died on the cross, was buried, and was resurrected. This is our hope, friends. Not in what we can do for ourselves, but in what He has done for us. Let's read some passages from the Scriptures, because Scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you're struggling with whether or not you're saved, perhaps the problem is you just need to be built up in your faith. Let's pray. Father, I'm not asking that You would give false comfort to sinners, but I'm asking that You'll give genuine comfort to those who have accepted Your Son but maybe strayed. Help them to walk toward Jesus and His church just now, and to purpose to be in church tomorrow morning. God, give them a freedom which comes by knowing the truth. Father, we don't want to share anything that isn't true. We want to share the simple truth of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, for in Jesus Christ alone is salvation found. Help us to teach grace. Help us also to teach faith and works. And as we do this, Father, would You bless the message even tonight to help someone who's struggling with their faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Our faith is built upon, again, the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The things that Jesus did weren't done in a corner, or hidden. Instead, they were done openly. Let me read to you first from Luke chapter 24, beginning of verse 36. While they were still talking about this, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how He'd been seen, Jesus Himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Now receive that truth. Let Jesus speak into your heart. "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Let doubts be put away, friend. Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when He had said this, He showed them His hands and His feet. And while they still did not believe because of joy and amazement, He asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law and the prophets and the Psalms." Then He opened their minds so that they could understand the Scriptures. And He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you're my witnesses of these things. And I'm going to send you what my Father has promised." Friend, Christ has sent you what His Father has promised. Listen to the Holy Spirit, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When He had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Receive the blessing of Jesus Christ right now. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God, and of course waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now let's move in our copy of the scriptures to John chapter 5, verse 24, a section of scripture which has given me such hope. John chapter 5, 24, I tell you the truth. Again, whenever Jesus starts speaking to his followers and says words like listen, or I tell you the truth, or verily, verily, we need to pick up our ears because he's about to share something that we might be tempted in the flesh to reject. Jesus says, but I tell you the truth. If you're struggling with your faith, listen to these words. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me, that would be God, has eternal life. That's present tense. Again, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. That's future tense. He has crossed over from death to life. That's past tense. Friends, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you've crossed over from death to life. Listen, as we read on again from John chapter 5, verse 25, I tell you the truth, the time is coming and now has come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for the time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Now we're going to move forward again in our text to Romans chapter 5, because at my lowest hour, God ministered to me from Romans chapter 5. Listen to these words, soak them in and let them revitalize your faith. Romans chapter 5, beginning of verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified, again, that's past tense. Therefore, we have been justified just as if we have never sinned through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We hope for things we don't have, for those things which we don't see, but the glory of God is going to come upon us in a powerful way and will bring perfection to us as we've never known before. We're saved now, but a time is coming for even greater grace for us. Not only so, verse 3, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Sometimes people think they're not saved because they're suffering, but listen to this. We rejoice in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Now, don't let the devil try and convince you that you do not have the Holy Spirit. You cannot say Jesus is Lord apart from the Holy Spirit. And if you've confessed Jesus and asked Jesus into your heart, Jesus has come. Now look at the 6th chapter of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Now, friends, if you've been sinning, no wonder you're struggling with your faith. By no means. We're not to continue in sin. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? We're not to make a practice of sin. We're dead to it. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ has been raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. Listen to this. If we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly be united with him in his resurrection, for we know that the old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless. A dead person can't sin. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. Reckon yourself dead, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, God commands us to do something. Count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have returned from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. Friends, we have been freed from sin. But now, if we have wandered away, we need someone to do something for us that is recorded in the book of James chapter 5. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this, that whoever turns a sinner from his error will save him from death and cover many sins. Listen, if you've strayed away, reach out to somebody who's walking with Jesus and listen to their words. Listen also to the words which were found in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Listen to these words. 2 Peter, the first chapter, beginning in verse 3. It's a tremendous section of Scripture that will build faith with you and within you and confidence in salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ. His divine power, we're talking about Jesus, has given us, again, that's past tense, has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, his own glory and goodness, through these he has given us very great and precious promises. If you're struggling with whether or not you're saved, you need to focus on the precious promises of God, so that through them you may be a participant in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Turn away from your evil desires right now and say, Jesus, I repent. I no longer want to walk in sin. I want to walk in righteousness. Verse 5 says, again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort. Christians are to make efforts. We're saved by grace through faith. That's true, but the Scripture says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith, the faith that saves you, add to that faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance. I can share with you from my own experience, when I was doubting my salvation, my problem was simple. I needed to repent because I was not exercising self-control. I was not persevering in the Word of God and reading and praising God through the Word. So let's practice self-control and perseverance. And to perseverance, let's add godliness. Start doing more for Jesus than you've ever done in your life. Again, it's not to save you, but it's to confirm the salvation which Jesus has given you by grace through faith. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Now listen to this promise. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But anyone who doesn't have them, in other words, anyone who isn't building up their faith, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. In my low moments, what I need to remember is that I have been cleansed from my past sins. Let's use the doxology found in Jude, the single chapter of Jude, verse 24, to close our time together today. to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only wise God and Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for listening to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. If you don't have a church home, they would like to invite you to join them this Sunday for morning worship at 10:45. The church is located at 969 Granby Miners Road in Granby, Missouri. Have a blessed weekend, and remember to abide in the shadow of His wings.
I will rejoice in You, my God. In the shadow of Your wings.
Do you have 5 minutes for God? I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcasts to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?